The presidential campaign is heading for the home stretch, and that means Democratic and Republican political operatives are hustling to get their candidate across the finish line. We've asked two campaign veterans to assess the campaigns so far and to talk about what advice they might offer President Bush or John Kerry. Frank Donatelli was an assistant to President Reagan for political and intergovernmental affairs, and Leon Panetta was White House chief of staff under President Clinton. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Nice to be with you.
Frank Donatelli, let me ask you this as a Republican. There is a lot of talk about voters not liking campaigns to go negative, and yet the Republicans got a lot out of at least quite a number of their speeches were very, very harsh attacks on Senator Kerry.
Well, the two things you hear every presidential year are the Red Sox are about to catch the Yankees and people don't like to go negative. Every campaign is a mixture of positive and negative. I would argue that the Republican convention masterfully did both. The setup speakers, especially Giuliani and Schwarzenegger, I thought did a very, very good job of defining the differences between Bush and Kerry, or liberal and conservative, or Republican and Democrat in Schwarzenegger's case. And then President on Thursday night, I think, did speak in some detail to some of the things that he wants to do domestically in the second term. He talked about education, talked about health care, he talked about jobs, talked about a whole range of issues.
Well, sticking with you for a moment and looking, as it were, from the other side towards John Kerry, does he have to go negative now and attack the president and the president's policies?
Well, he did that in his famous midnight speech. About an hour after President Bush finished talking, he spoke very negatively from his rally in Ohio, not particularly effective in my judgment. Why in the world he still wants to talk about Vietnam circa 1969 is a mystery to me.
Leon Panetta, jump in here on the whole question of John Kerry going or staying negative.
I agree with the effectiveness of what the Republicans did in their convention, and I think one of the problems in the Democratic convention is that they tried to step lightly with regards to criticism of George Bush, and you've got to set the record with regards to the incumbent. They assumed a great deal that people know that his record is not that good, and instead focused largely on the Vietnam experience, and they should have focused much more on Bush's record, and then focused on what John Kerry would do to try to set a new direction for the country.
Well, for the both of you, what are the top issues that this election will be decided on? Frank Donatelli.
The war on terror, by far, number one. Who can best do the job as commander-in-chief? Number two, the state of the economy. Which candidate's proposals can create more jobs and move the country forward economically? And thirdly, health care. How can we keep health care costs down and cover more people?
I would concur. I think you can't ignore the war in Iraq, and I think one of the things that the Republicans have tried to do is say that George Bush was a great leader coming out of September 11th, but they haven't talked very much about the state of the war in Iraq. No one knows exactly where that's headed, so that has to be one of the issues that John Kerry continues to talk about. He's got to talk about the economy, he's got to talk about the failure to produce jobs, and he certainly has to talk about what is the worst deficit record of any presidency in modern history.
Do the candidates need to offer specific plans or more specific plans to address these issues?
I would just say this. Elections about incumbents are referenda on the incumbent's performance. Events unfolding are going to have a major impact on how people vote. And I just think, as an incumbent, the president has much more ability to control events than the challenger. But it's still a very, very close race. Could go either way.
Leon Panetta, has Mr. Kerry done what he has to do to make clear to voters what his priorities, if not his specifics, are?
I think up to this point, it's been a mixed message. It began focusing on the economy. It then turned to Iraq. It then turned to his Vietnam experience. And he has put out some specifics on what should be done with the economy. But I think, you know, he's basically bounced around. And you've got to have a very clear, simple message in a campaign as to what is it that this incumbent has done wrong. And I think, you know, he needs to make very clear that this country is not in better shape 4 years later. He's got to make that very clear, and he's got to clearly then show what is the direction that he's going to lead this country in. If he can turn that corner, and I think he can, then I think, you know, it's not only going to be a close election, I think it's going to be very tough for George Bush to survive.
Can I just make a quick comment? Historically, in the 20th century, five men have successfully ousted incumbent presidents. Woodrow Wilson because of a split in the Republican Party, Jimmy Carter because of Watergate, and the other three were Franklin Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton. Now, what did each of those men have in common? Well, they offered a distinct alternative to the policies of the incumbent. I just submit that Mr. Kerry has a long way to go to be in that company and not a lot of time to do it.
For both of you, what has changed in this election from when you were actively involved in campaigns?
Well, there's an awful lot more money involved, that's for sure. We're talking about exceeding almost $1 billion in terms of the campaign. This thing is almost all focused now on several states in the Midwest where the real battles are being fought. You don't get the sense that this is a national campaign in any sense. I mean, for those of us in California, there's very little going on that tells us that there's even a national campaign that's going on. There's much more money. It's much more focused. There are obviously much more in terms of attack ads that are going on. And as a result, it becomes really a battle of images as opposed to a battle over specifics.
I guess I would say two things. Number one, the money. I do agree there's a lot more money in politics than there used to be, and I don't think that's bad necessarily. The second thing, though, is that with the decline of the three major networks and the rise of cable television and talk radio and the Internet, the velocity of information is so much greater than it used to be. In the olden days, it puts a much greater premium on rapid response.
And then there used to be a time when California, say, counted simply because there were a lot of voters.
Speaking as a Republican, Leon, I'd be delighted if California became relevant in presidential campaigns again.
Well, I would too, speaking as a Californian.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Frank Donatelli and Leon Panetta. Frank Donatelli was an assistant to President Reagan for political and intergovernmental affairs and is now an attorney in Washington, D.C. Leon Panetta is the former White House chief of staff under President Clinton, now director of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy in Monterey, California.